Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to another edition of the Morning Skate. We are in the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. The San Jose Sharks facing off against the Chicago Blackhawks. And we have a situation. We have the Sharks 0-3 on this current five-game road trip. We have the Sharks playing hard in Philadelphia, chance to win. Playing pretty hard in Pittsburgh, but the things got away from them in the third period when they lost a couple of bad faceoffs, lost a couple of plays with long shots from the point. And then we have last night in Columbus. And last night in Columbus was kind of a hybrid of those two things, wasn't it?
That was sloppy. They played really good in the third period. 19 shots in the third. They played with some smart support. They were skating off the puck well. They were attacking the net. They were aggressive offensively. And they were really physical. First two periods, it was a sloppy game. In the first period between both teams, it was like, okay, does anybody want the puck? And you get those. We need to get those, especially two teams who are where we are with the Columbus Blue Jackets and now Chicago Blackhawks in the standings. But that third period, like I said, I thought they played well. But the first two periods were sloppy and they lacked execution.
Well, what was strange about it was that, and really was for both teams, but more for the Sharks than the Blue Jackets, a pass would arrive, the guy would have a stick down, and he'd either fan on it or the puck would bounce and bounce over his stick. I've never seen anything like
it. In the first period, it was crazy, wasn't it? It was crazy how much the Sharks, I counted in the first period, five scoring chances that were negated because they either fanned the shot or the puck jumped over their stick. It was bouncing on them, and they couldn't settle it down. How many broken sticks did we have yesterday during the game?
Six or seven.
It was crazy, right?
You got to go back to the wood stick. They last long.
Well, at least you know when that one's broken. But, it was kind of a unique game. But, I give them credit. This has been a difficult year on them. And it's been a difficult year on all of us. It's been a difficult year for Sharks fans. We all thought they were going to be better than this. We all thought this was going to be a step. And Mike Greer threw a pretty big pail of cold water on that at that fan question he had. Said, where are we on the rebuild? And he said, we're just starting. But it feels longer because we haven't made the playoffs in 4 or 5 years now.
It's going to be five.
5 years, yeah. And it's never happened in the history of the San Jose Sharks. I got to give them a ton of credit. They do play hard. Sometimes we just don't have enough. But they didn't quit yesterday. They kept playing. Like I said, 19 shots in the third period. Tarasov played really well in the third. Played really well, period. And when you're chasing the game and you don't have enough horses, I mean, it gets really tough on it. But I'll give them credit for working like they did in the third, but they got to start way better tonight.
Why is it that when the Sharks are playing a team that should be chasing the game, they end up chasing a game?
Because it's that one goal, right? It's that Pittsburgh game. They're all over. First 6-7 minutes, the crowd's booing for crying out loud.
Hey, if Mikael Granlund scores on that breakaway shorthanded, it's a different hockey
game. Different game, right? But we don't. And Granlund's best offensive player we've got, he doesn't. It goes off the post, and then they come down and score a goal. And we're chasing. It's just that the difference between, like, I like what David Quinn says, the difference between good hockey and winning hockey. You know, and I don't know if I know the answer to that. I don't know if you know the. I guess it's in details. I guess it's in finish. I guess it's in, you know, tracking back and all the X's and O's that you can talk about. But it's just the ability just to, at the right time, and you and I talk about it all the time on the radio, critical moments. In the critical moments, can you succeed? To me, that's the difference between winning and losing.
Well, to use a phrase that my wife likes to use, putting on the finishing touches might be the key to the whole thing. Finishing the job, they've got about 75% of it. It's just the final 25%, or if I may bring up a name from the past, Sean Donovan, who was one of the greatest 180-foot players in the history of the NHL, but the problem was the last 15 to make him what would have been a much more complete player. He was still a good player, but that's where the Sharks kind of are.
the hardest thing to do in the National Hockey League is score goals. And unfortunately, the game is all about scoring goals. And the hardest thing to do with the National Hockey League player is to teach them how to score goals. Because things get heavy around that net when you're starting to go in for a chance. Your grip starts to tighten a little bit. Only the great ones, the truly great ones, are able just to do it over and over and over and over again. Sharks are trying to find those great ones. We have some really good ones right now. Now we gotta add with the great ones, and we gotta hope that the development process and the draft process is what's working. And you know, Chicago's in the same spot. Chicago though has a special kid in Connor Bedard. And you know, when you look at Bedard, you know, you go from Hull and Nikita to Roenick and Monte to Taves, Kane, and now you get Bedard. We're going to talk about Connor Bedard for a long time, and tonight the Sharks are going to have to know when that kid's on the ice.
Should I do this tonight, my play-by-play, if he does something, just look at my color commentator, who's Brett Hedekin, tonight and say, Connor Bedard, remember that name.
So the story behind that, folks, is I'm doing the last game of the Edmonton Oilers at Rexall Place. Rexall was the old rink where the Oilers used to play. I'm doing it with the great Bob Cole. Kevin Quinn was my broadcast partner at Sportsnet. He offered Bob Cole because Bob had rich history calling Stanley Cup finals for the Edmonton Oilers, and they loved him. You know, Wayne Gretzky still calls him Mr. Cole to this day. So Bob came in, and I was able to do the game with Bob as the color commentator. Connor scores a goal in that game. And I learned a long time ago, thanks to Bob Cole, to shut the hell up during the game. And I think that's a unique trait that a lot of color commentators just do not have. But thanks to Bob Cole, I've learned to shut up. And Connor scores the goal. Crowd goes crazy. Bob calls it, and then Bob goes. And you can see it on YouTube. Bob goes, Connor McDavid! And he waits, he turns, looks at me, and goes, remember that name. And I just, it was, of course we're going to remember the name. I mean, it was kind of a silly thing to say, but when he said it and how he said it was like, damn right, Bob, absolutely. And he turned and smiled at me, and I laughed. And it was a great line from him. But yeah, you should do that when Bedard scores. Remember that name.
I'm going to make a pact with you today that if it happens tonight.
Wait till we do the game, because I think that you and I are doing the game when Chicago comes to San Jose.
All right, I promise. I'll wait.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'll wait till the game on the 23rd when we're doing it together. Oh, yeah, without question. Without question. And Connor Bedard's a special player. And today, in some respects, is a kind of a race for another special player, Macklin Celebrini, who's supposed to be the number one draft pick in the league. I know that the Sharks want to win the game, but if they don't win, they put themselves in a better position. It's one of those wacky games where the players don't get involved in that. The coaches certainly don't, but the general managers might think about it. And that's just pro hockey. But I think it's really interesting that this game is going to also be the NHL debut of Devin Cooley, not related to Logan Cooley, by the way, of the Arizona Coyotes, but he is from Los Gatos. He played for the Junior Sharks. He was Magnus Crona's backup goaltender 1 year before he left college, and Magnus later led Denver to the national championship, and he played for Curtis Brown, he played for Kyle MacLaren. He knows all of the Sharks' foibles and all of the great stories, and now he's getting a start in net, and he's a Los Gatos kid. I love it.
16 family members are coming to the game.
You're kidding.
16. I talked to Devin last night before we got on the elevators. When we arrived here in Chicago, and he said, it's going to be an expensive, you know, in Chicago, it's not exactly cheap tickets.
And how about him going out on the ice by himself just before the game, the skate of, what do they call it? It's not the skate of shame, it's not the skate of loneliness, it's just the skate of triumph, maybe.
Yeah, really.
We're going to call it that, the skate of triumph.
I like that. And so he's got 16 family members, mom, dad, wives, ex, and fiancés, and brothers, and it's so cool. And
did you say ex-fiancés?
Ex-fiancés. I threw ex-fiancés in there.
Fiancés, ex-fiancés, everything.
He's got everybody coming. He's got family members, all 16 family members coming. And when you look at this opportunity for him. This is a really cool story from Los Gatos, California. A junior Shark playing for the San Jose Sharks, coached by Sharks, former Sharks, in net now for the Sharks. I think it's a great story.
And I think a lot of people should be listening to it. We're on the air at 2:30 Pacific time. Sharks and the Blackhawks. That's it for our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.